We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Ribbis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Beis. V'ze b'chinas ha-mishpot shel Rosh Hashanah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. Shekol odom nichnas lefonov yisporach lodin u'mishpot. Every single person comes before Hashem for judgment. Kemo shenemar b'Rosh Hashanah b'Mishnah, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, kol bo'ei oylam oivrim lefonav kivnei moroim, that all human beings pass before Hashem. V'saymi sham, and the Gemara concludes there, Tana we learned, v'chulam niskorin b'skira achas, and kavyochel Hashem is able to take in everybody like in one glance. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hayoitzer Yachad Libom, that Kavyochel Hashem created all their hearts together. Upershusham, and the Gemara explains this, Shemusav Lamalo Laposuk Mimchoin Shivtoi Hishgiach, El Kol Yoishve Horetz, Hayoitzer Yachad Libom, Amevin Komasem. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'ha'inyan Tomu Alechaira, there seems to be something strange here a little bit. Shekulam niskorim beskira achas. When it says that everyone is analyzed like in one analysis. Ki Hashem yisporach koil yochel. Because Hashem, we know, can do anything. V'yoidea harbe b'yedia achas ma she'iev shelesech lanoishi lahasek kemuva. And Hashem, with one, like a human being, when they want to understand multiple things, they have to take them one at a time. Hashem is not limited. Hashem can take in everything in 1 second, as is known. Im kein gam betchilo lomo nichnosim echod echod kivnei moroim. So that being the case, why does it say first everybody is passed in front of Hashem like sheep, you know, being passed before the shepherd, you know, one by in single file? And then afterwards, Hashem takes them all in one shot. Why? V'haloi hu yoideas ma'ase kol echad b'yedia achas. Hashem knows what each person's record with one thought. Hashem doesn't have to first take in this one, then this one. Hashem doesn't have to go in any linear order or anything. Hashem, in one look, can take in everybody, can gather, can amass the information about everybody. Voya yochel l'shoftam gam betchilas adin kemoi besoif shekulam niskorim b'schira achas, and therefore Hashem could just as easily start the judgment the same way he does when he finishes. It says that when he starts the judgment, everybody's passed in front of him single file, and then he analyzes everybody in one swoop. Why isn't it straight from the beginning, just one big swoop? Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ach ikar hamishpot hu emes. We know that the judgment of Hashem is truth. These two terms, mishpot and emes, are synonymous. In fact, there's a pasuk, mishpatei Hashem emes, that the judgments of Hashem are truth. So mishpot and emes are synonymous. And if you recall, in the second chapter in Likutei Moran, when Rabbeinu Zal spoke about tefillah there, and he said that tefillah is a sword, and we want to make sure that that sword is centered, it's focused to strike in the middle, not too much, not to the right, not to the left. Rabbeinu Zal said there that mishpat is the middle of the road. Mishpat is called amud adamtzis in the Zohar Kodesh, which is what emes is. We said Emes is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the middle. Avram is right. Yitzchok is left. Yaakov Avinu is the center. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. So Rav Nosson says, Ki mishpotoi Emes. Hashem's judgment is the epitome of truth. Vafilu b'mishpot shelemato ikar mitzvah samishpotu lishpot Emes. And even when we talk about judgment taking place below here on earth, the most important thing is that the judgment should be honest. The judges and the judgment should be honest. It should be truthful. Lahatzil he'oshuk v'hanigzol shebolov chaveroi lagozloi be'avlov sheker. To save the one who's being burglarized, the one who the guy's trying to steal from, you know, in some false way, trying to rip him off, lasos bohem mishpot emes, to to decide an honest judgment. Kamo Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu. Make sure that you judge with truth and with peace. Okay, so Hashem's judgment is Emes. Down below on earth here, there's supposed to be Emes. Rak bibnei Adam, yesh shoiftim shematen amishpot b'sheker shemachrivim oilam. However, when it comes to human beings, we know that there are judges that judge with falseness, and they destroy the world. Kama shedosh rabbi senozal, as the Gemara says, al shloisha dvorim ha'olam ha'imed. There are three things that the world is standing on. Al hadin, val ho'emes, val ha'sholim. These are the three pillars that support the world. And therefore, if any of them are defective, then the world is very shaky. The world is not being supported properly. Aval hu yisporach mishpotoi emes tomid. Whereas by Hashem, His judgment is always perfect in honesty, in truthfulness. Ki ikar kavanos yisporach lodon velishpoit es kol oilom b'mishpotov hayishorim v'amitim ba'oifen sheyovoi kol echod el atachlis hatoi v'anitzchi shehu lehikolel bo yisporach. Shehu b'china hanal. Hashem's main intention is to judge the world with His proper, honest judgment in a manner so that each and every person can get to their perfection, to their true goal, which is to become part of Hashem, to merge into Hashem, which is what we mentioned earlier. Sheyeh nichlal achar habriya bekoidem habriya. That everything that's after creation should be able to plug into before creation. Before creation was wall-to-wall Hashem. After creation is trees, plants, animals, and especially mankind. And the tachlis is that achar abriya should plug into koidem abriya. Sheze ikra tachlis hatoiv. That's the epitome of good. Shebishvil ze nivra hakoil. And that's what everything was created for. Uboze tolui kol hatoira. And this is what the entire Torah is really all about. Kialide kol mitzvah va'avoido nichlolin boyisporach. Because through each and every single mitzvah, and through each and every single act of serving Hashem, the person plugs into Hashem. He becomes kaviyachol part of Hashem. The Tikkuni Zohar brings in one place that the word mitzvah, the vav hey, the last letters of mitzvah, are the same as the last letters of Hashem's name. The first letters, mem tzadik, are also the letters of Hashem's name. Because in the secret code of Atbash, where you exchange the first letter of the Aleph Beis with the last letter, the second one from the beginning with the second one from the end, Mem becomes Yud, and Tzadik becomes Hey. So that the word mitzvah is really Yud Ke Vav Ke. And every time a Jew does a mitzvah, a person puts on a talis, a person puts on tefillin, a person makes a broch on food, he's plugging into, he's connecting with Hashem and plugging himself into Hashem. Ulehefech halidei kol avero upegam nisrachkin voisin pirud ben koidem abriya lachar abriya. And the opposite is also true. Through each and every sin that a person commits, or even a pegam, even if it's not an actual sin, but any kind of mistake, any wrongdoing, chas v'shalom, the person distances himself from Hashem, and he separates, he causes a separation, a disconnecting between creation and before creation. Ki kol ha-Torah hi b'chinas emes. Because the entire Torah is emes, it's truth. Kamei shekosuv, Torah's emes. Validei emes, nimshach einei hashgachos yisporach. And Rabbi Nizal told us in Likutei Moran chapter 51 that through truth, a person draws the eyes of Hashem upon himself. He draws the hashgach of Hashem. U'kamei shekosu b'mokam achar, as is written in another place, she'ikar hamshochas hashgacha shleima al yedei ha-Torah. I believe this is in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran. In chapter 13 in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal there proves that through the study of Torah, you draw the supervision of Hashem on you, the eyes of Hashem. In chapter 51, Rabbi Nizal says that through Emes, you draw the Hashgach of Hashem on you. They're both the same thing. The Torah and Emes are the same. Shayidei ze nichlal achra bria b'koidum abria. And that's how you plug in after creation to before creation. Val ze donenes odom b'rosh Hashanah. And this is what mankind is judged for on Rosh Hashanah. We're judged as to how good a job we did in this, how honest we were, how much we fulfilled the Torah, how much we succeeded in plugging in Achra Briya to Koidom Abriya. V'chein b'yoyim hadin ha-godol, she'poiskan olav ha-mishpot schar o yoynish kifimasov, and so too, on the great judgment day, when they decide whether a person's going to be rewarded or punished based on his deeds. In a manner that eventually the person will be able to plug into before creation. He'll be able to plug into Hashem, which is the Tachlis. Ki kol ha'onshim rachmona letzlan shashim yizborach manish b'mishpotov ha'yishorim, because all the punishments and the penalties that Hashem gives with his true judgment, the main purpose of the punishment is to purify the person. It's rehabilitation. So that the person will become purified through this punishment. So that the person will be able to plug into where he's supposed to plug into based on his mitzvahs, based on his deeds. Based on what's left of him after he's been purified. We know, for example, when you take gold, you take any metal, and you put it through a purification process, some of it gets burnt off. You know, the stuff that's not first quality gets removed. And what's left is the pure gold. So too, when we talk about a Jew who has done mitzvahs and has done sins, and as a result of the sins, he's got to go through a purification to burn off those sins or to correct them somehow, some way. Once he goes through the purification and the stains are removed, what's left is a clean item that's able to plug into Hashem totally. Ula hefech, and on the opposite end, on the other side, hatzadik mekabel schar v'oineg u'mesaneg al Hashem v'oile b'chol pam midarga ledarga mimayla lemayla at shenichlal b'shleimus b'chol koimosoi lemala lemala atchila sherush hakol shubichnes koidum abriya ashrei loy. On the other end of the spectrum, you have the tzaddik, who because he was so good and because he didn't do sins and everything, he's zecha to receive reward and pleasure, and he's zecha to keep going up from level to level, from height to height, until he plugs in totally to the highest possible levels of spirituality, to the beginning of everything, which is koidem habriya, which is the level of before creation. How fortunate he is. Aval al kol ponim, hakoil kasher lakoil tzrichim lachzor ulehikolel lemala b'koidem abriya. However, after everything is said and done, everybody eventually has to be able to plug into koidem habriya, to that level of spiritual light that existed before creation. Rak afal pikein yechiluk godoil afilu bein hatzadikim gemurim kefi malosoi. However, despite the fact that everybody's going to plug in, everybody's going to be different. No two people are going to be exactly the same. Even among the complete tzadikim, each one according to his level is going to plug in, you know, to a certain place. Mikolshkein bein tzadik lebeinoni. How much more so if we talk about a tzaddik versus a mediocre person, you know, a person who's good and bad. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein, how much more so bein tzaddik l'rosha, that there's going to be worlds of difference between the tzaddik and the rosha. Even after the rosha goes through his purification and he's able to plug in, he's not going to plug in on the same level as somebody who's a tzaddik. ואפילו ברישויים עצמם יהיה חילוק גודל בין כל אחד ואחד. And even among the category of רישויים, there'll be major differences between each and every one. ועל כן הזהירו רבויסנו זל, and this is why the Mishnah warns us, אל תירשה הרבה, don't be a big Russia. If you have a choice of being a big Russia or a medium Russia, be a medium, because it's not the same. Don't think, what's the big deal? I did so many sins, so I'll do one more sin. It's a very big deal. It's going to make worlds of difference in your future. Major, major difference. וכמובן בדבורו זל, בסוף התורה נאמר, and as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Likut Imran, at the end of this chapter in Likut Imran, al posuk ayin lo yiroaso lekim zulasecha, regarding the posuk that speaks about the fact that Gan Eden is something that no eye has ever seen, could ever imagine, you know, the beauty there. מה שכוסו שם רבינו זל writes there, שבעניין זה יש קושיה, that regarding this issue, there's a question. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. Ubishvil ze ikar hamishpat shel Rosh Hashanah. And this is what the main judgment on Rosh Hashanah is really all about. Ki mishpatoi emes. Because Hashem's mishpat is 100% accurate and truthful. Va'yidei amitas mishpatoi yuchal lehikolel bebechinas koidem abriya. And through the truthfulness, through the perfection of Hashem's mishpat, everyone will have the ability to plug into this koidem habriya. Ze al yidei ashirus, one person through wealth, and another person through poverty. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is going to decide what each person is going to have for next year. One person's connection to Hashem is going to be through wealth, and another person's connection to Hashem is going to be through poverty. This person's kesher to Hashem is going to be based on the fact that Hashem has decided that he should live the entire year. And the other person's kesher to Hashem is going to be by that person passing away on a particular day. And so too regarding all other aspects of the judgment. Because Hashem's judgment is very deep. And Hashem decrees justice for each and every single person, so that each and every person will still retain free choice. They'll have the ability in the life that they continue to live to have free choice. Each person on his level. Vashem Yisborach Tsoife Umabit At Tsoifu Achroim Vafilu At Tsoif Kol Hadoros. And Hashem looks into the future. He looks into the immediate future, and he looks into the final future, to the end of all generations. V'choshev machshavois leval yidach mimenu nidach. And Hashem makes all kinds of calculations to see to it that no Jew will be left out. No person will be chas v'shalom lost. V'noisein mishpot al kol echod bo'ifen she'eich she'yeh, eich she'yisnahig, Yoshuv Basoif Lakoidem Abriya. And Hashem issues justice to each and every person in a manner that eventually, no matter what, no matter how that person behaves, eventually, in the end, that person will be able to reconnect back to Koidem Abriya, back to that light that was in existence before creation. Achorosho. אם יחזיק במעשו ולא יושוב, יצטרך לאנשים קושים ומורים עוד, ולגלגולים רבים, ולבסויף לא ישור ממנו, כי אם איזה נקודה בעלמה. However, the Russia, if he will persist in being a Russia, and he won't do tshuva, he'll have to go through many difficult, bitter punishments, and many reincarnations. And in the end, when Hashem finishes with him, there's only going to be left a drop of him, a nekuda. One little drop will be left. Ad sheyesh sheyichlu legamri besoif. To the point where, unfortunately, there are those who will be whittled down and purified to the point where there will be nothing left, chas v'shalom, v'lo yedu mehatoiv hu'amiti klal, and they will not be privileged to experience and to know of the unbelievable good that's going to be available in the future. Aval al kolponim hakoyot tzrichim lachzor l'koydim abriya. However, the bottom line is that everyone has to try to be able to plug into what was before creation. Va'oz yiru hachiluk shebein tzadik l'rosha. And then we'll be able to see the difference between tzadik and rosha. V'alkein ba'es shenichnosin l'mishpat. Now we'll understand the question that we raised earlier. This is why when the people first enter into Hashem's judgment, everybody comes in single file, like sheep who are being passed through, you know, the entrance gate, you know, to be labeled one by one, you know, going through single file. Like the Gemara says, Kashim is borach don es kolechod barachamov kifi masov shebocharloi. Hashem judges each and every person according to that person's deeds, according to the choices that person chose to make. And the person's free choice was based on all the options that were available in the world after creation, all the choices that Hashem made available to mankind after creation. Kosher restaurants, non-kosher restaurants, kosher fun, unkosher, all kinds of options, you know, that Hashem made available. After the creation came forth, you know, from theory into actual physical existence, shehischilu horibui, when there became available all kinds of options, all kinds of possibilities, vaydeze ikra bchira, and that's what makes it that human beings have this choice to choose good or to choose the opposite. And this is the real analysis that has to take place above in heaven on the judgment day. Because Hashem judges each and every person with kindness based on that person's circumstances, based on that person's situation. No two people are judged the same. Hashem isn't going to ask X, why didn't you finish Shas? Why didn't you finish the... Because Hashem knows that the family that this person was born into, the circumstances in this person's life, that wasn't what Hashem required of him. His requirement was for him to learn for 2 hours a day, an hour a day, 2 hours a day. If he did that, he's considered a complete success. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses at the end of the first chapter of Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, where he says that human beings are not allowed to and not capable of judging each other, because you can't put yourself in the other person's circumstances. You can't judge a person until you understand exactly where that person's coming from. But Hashem does understand. Hashem knows every facet of how this person was born and what his childhood was and what his parents and his relatives and his friends and his financial situation, all the different things. So Hashem knows what this person is capable of doing, what he's not capable, and exactly how to judge him correctly. There's the famous V'yodea be'eze shinoidea nofal al yedei horibui shel achar abriyanal. And Hashem knows each and every individual person what different ideas and what different paths of life the person chose to take, or, you know, based on the variety of choices that were available to that person. Here again, one person who grew up in Mea Shorim, he grew up in a certain environment where certain tests were not available to him at all whatsoever. He didn't have that situation at all. Another person grew up in a different environment completely, where they had all kinds, there was kosher or non-kosher, that everything was available, and certain things were more easily available, more readily available than other things. after Hashem created, you know, once Hashem created the world. Shaidezeh Bolamasav, and it's based on that, that this person ended up doing what they did and taking the path in life that they took. And because Hashem knows and understands completely, perfectly, each and every single person's circumstances, that's why, based on that, Hashem judges each and every person with the utmost of justice and honesty and perfection. And this is why each and every single individual has to pass before Hashem on an individual basis. That's the concept of many and diversified. That's the concept of where Hashem brought forth the creation into actual existence. That's when all kinds of choices began. That's when all kinds of diversity began. Before creation, there was just oneness, total oneness. It was wall-to-wall Hashem, period. After creation, suddenly there was male, female, this plant, that, winter, summer, spring, so all kinds of differences. Shemisham kol ma'asehotam. And that's what all the human beings' actions are based on. It's based on all of this diversity, all of this diversification. And based on that is how Hashem analyzes each and every individual and judges each and every individual differently. But when Hashem finalizes the judgment, the ikar hamishpat hu emes, and the essence of judgment, the perfection of judgment, is truth, honesty. Kidei shalidei hamishpat emes yoshuv basoif l'sharosh l'koydom abriv kanal, so that based on whatever judgment Hashem is going to make, based on whatever justice Hashem is going to mete out, each and every single person is going to be able to plug into his roots, to his origin, to before, to Koidam Abriya, Al Kain Bigmar Hamishpat, Kulam Niskorin Biskirachas, Shekoilo Kulkam Yachad. That's why when Hashem is finalizing the Mishpat, everyone is done in one swoop. Kize Iker Hamishpat Emes, because this is the essence of truth of Hashem's justice, Sheyoshuv Hakoil Sharoshoy, that everything should plug into the beginning. Everything should be plugged into its source. L'koidem abriya, before creation, sheshom kulo yechod. There it's all oneness. Rakaf al pikein, yechiluk otzum ben kol echod v'yechod kefi masov. And yet, despite that, there are going to be incredible differences between each and every single one according to their deeds. It's just that it's impossible for us to be able to understand this completely. On one hand, you're telling me that before creation, there was just oneness. After creation, there's all kinds of diversity. Based on that diversity, that's what made for Bechira, that each person had his situation, his circumstances. This guy grew up in France, this guy grew up in America, each one different situation. And based on that, that affected the choices that they made religion, from a point of religion. And when Hashem judges each one, he judges each one based on that. The goal of the judgment is that as a result of the person receiving Hashem's justice, in whatever form it is, whether it's wealth or poverty, whether it's health or ill health, chas v'shalom, each and every person will be purified and be able to be plugged into the beginning, be able to be plugged back into that koidem abriya, that oneness. And yet, even though each and every person is going to plug into that oneness, they're not going to be identical. Each person, according to the degree that they really did what they were supposed to on their level and everything, each person's going to be different. Each person's going to have a different connection to that oneness, to that Hashem. I was just thinking as I was saying this, lahavdil, you have these multiple plugs sometimes. You have these, once upon a time, one socket, one plug. That was it. Today you have these like sticks that you can plug 30 appliances into. And all of them, you see 10 wires plugged into the thing. They're all plugged into the same place, right? Are they all the same? Not at all. One is an iron, one is a computer, one is using 10 watts, one is using 6,000 watts. You know, each, the fact that they're all plugged into this one place doesn't mean that they're drawing the same energy. Each one, according to the amount of energy it has to pull, this one's pulling more, this one's pulling less, despite the fact that they're all lined up on that one stick, they're all plugged in there, seemingly all the same on a certain level. They look the same, yet they're all different, all completely different. There's a very famous or very special incident that happened with Rabbeinu Zal and his students. One time, his two closest, best students were waiting to get in to see him, Rav Nosson Zal and Rav Naftali Zal. And these two, those that read about their lives, know that these were superstars in religion, unbelievable people. And Rabbeinu Zal was meeting with somebody else. When that person walked out, Rabbeinu Zal said, "Did you see who was just here? This person is a nichnas v'yotza b'sholoim. This person is one of those, is on a level which the Gemara ascribes to Rabbi Akiva." When the Gemara speaks about the four great tzaddikim who went into the paradise, they went into the highest level, deepest level connection to Hashem. And one of them was blinded by the light, Acher, became an apikoiris, and one of them died, his soul left him. He couldn't come back down. He connected so strong, he couldn't let go. The other one, his mind was affected. He went to such a high place that he couldn't bring it down. He couldn't put it into words that people could understand. So when he would speak, people think he lost his mind because he was speaking on such a high level, it didn't make any sense to them. And it says one of them, Rabbi Akiva, entered and left in peace. He was a complete success. So Rabbeinu Zal said about this guy who was just there, that he was nichnas, yes, Shalom. They looked at each other, and they couldn't believe it. If he's a nichnas v'yotza, then we must be Hashem, you know, because this guy's a regular guy. This guy wasn't a Talmud Chacham, he wasn't a big rabbi, or, you know. Rabbeinu Zal looked at them and he smiled. He knew exactly what they were thinking, and he said, in his madrega, on his level, from what Hashem expects from him, he scored 100 on the test. And here again, those that have privilege to have children, you have your four-year-old kid who comes home and says, "Daddy, look, 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 I got 100 on the test." And daddy looks to see, whoa, he got 100. I wonder, what was the test? A, B, C. Daddy looks and says, what kind of joke is that? You know, and daddy has to remember that for that kid at that age, he's top of the class. That's the maximum that he could pass, that could be expected from him on that level. And you can't judge him by your rating. It's two different worlds.